We would like to start a program of the day and talk about some worldwide news. I am Dora and I will translate a message from Italian into English of Brother Joseph from RadioBlast.net, a live program which Joseph does in Italian. God bless you, all of you, dearest brethren. One of the news we want to share with you is from Il Giornale, point 8. Every 5 minutes, a believer is being persecuted because he believes in Jesus. And every year, hundreds of Christians are dying. Persecutions are on the rise in India and Pakistan. 11 people are being tortured every hour, and one every 5 minutes. And this data which we are giving you is on the rise. You know, you don't see these things in the news. Usually just talk about the homosexuals and whatnot. But this is real news as well, which the main media doesn't bring up. Il Giornale.it, by a miracle, gave this news. The article says, not just persecuted, but slain, actually. Every 5 minutes, a believer in Christ is being slain. It's being killed, basically, persecuted and killed. There is a news which I want to give you from our fellowship. A dear sister, A, that got actually converted just a few months ago through our ministry. She was Muslim. She became a Christian. And a few days ago, her mother beat her up to death, and she died in the hospital, and she went to be with the Lord. Persecuted her, beat her up, and put her in the hospital, and she died in the hospital. So our church has the first murder. A dear sister of 20 years old. She belonged to our fellowship, and a few days ago she was killed for her faith by her mother. So this is amazing. This happened in Italy. So it's not just a persecution in India or Pakistan, but it happened in Italy and to one of our sisters. Lord, help us. We really, really, really are in the end time. Persecutions is rising, dear brethren. ISIS, Islam News, Digicom 24. Kamikaze attacking Damascus. The father kisses the daughter before sending her to death. A horrible gesture. This little one, only 7 years old, she blew up herself with a bomb belt, killing herself and two agents in Syria, Damascus. These Islamics, they indoctrinate their sons and daughters to go kill themselves because Mohammed will bless them in the heavenlies. They believe in this silly rewards after life. You know, these Muslims, if it would happen that they would conquer the whole world, after they conquer the whole world, they will kill each other, between each other. You know, there are Muslims killing each other. It would be like the Protestants and the Catholics hating each other. That's how they are in their own Islam religion. This is what happens in Islam. You know, you can use the Quran to show how bad Islam is. Quran, it does says that Allah is merciful, but he also says kill the infidels. It's written like this in Quran. Kill the enemies because Allah is merciful and just. You should almost write to them and say, Dear Allah, Dear Mr. Allah, wherever you are, peace unto you, Muhammad. But this is like schizophrenia. Are we killing or we are merciful? And people believe this. People believe in these things and they do it. It's basically brainwashing to them, and They're brainwashing them, and the little children believe it. There are people who lie and they say this is not the way Islam is. It's not true. People say that Islam is not like that, that Islam is a pacific religion, but it's not true. Those are lies. The root of ISIS and all these persecutions and bombs and whatnot is, the root is the Quran, because it does ignite to violence. We go on to the next news. Lord Jesus, come back soon. I'm waiting for the rapture. Quick. Another news which happened this week is the terroristic attack in Berlin. Slaughter in Berlin. A Tunisian of 21-year-old is being searched for because of this attack. In Berlin, there was an attack. In Berlin, there was an attack with a truck at the Christmas market. In a Christmas market, ISIS is saying that the slaughter was theirs, and they said this was our soldier. 12 died, and a bunch of people were hurt. So they take the glory. Glory to Allah. Imagine, they went into a Christmas market where they were selling Christmas products, and there were children there and buying probably toys, and they kill these people. Amazing. They are gonna wait for God's rod if they don't repent, these guys. A brother called Stefano told us a news from Milano, Point Repubblica, Point It. Shooting at Sesto San Giovanni. So, this Tunisian came to Schengen. Came to Schengen and did this attack. But then afterwards he went all the way near Sesto San Giovanni. This is what the news says. The Berlin terrorist was killed at Sesto San Giovanni near Milano. And this brother Stefano wrote to us, he was killed very close to my house. The terrorist guy left Germany, came to Italy, Sesto San Giovanni. He was stopped for a control, and they saw he had a gun, so he took the gun. He took the gun and he tried to kill a policeman. He got wounded, one policeman, but the other policeman killed him. Stefano is saying, it's amazing, this happened right next to my house. Anis Amri, it's his name. And he came like an immigrant at Lampedusa. This is one of those immigrants on whom the Pope says, open the doors for them. Open the doors for them. So this guy, this terrorist from Berlin, went to Italy, and he died in Sesto San Giovanni, killed by a policeman. His name was Anis Amri, and it says that he was an immigrant that came with the ships in Lampedusa. This guy was known in Italy, and he went one time in one of the shelters, and he was threatening people, and he told the Christian man, we are going to kill you like pigs. He threatened a guy that we're going to kill you like pigs, and he ended up doing it. He ended up doing it, actually. He was put in prison for 4 years, and there he became even more bitter and more radical. And because of that, he was put in prison for 4 years, where he became more radical and became a real extremist. And he was listening to all these preachings of the Islamics. These guys basically in prison are getting more bitter. So he came out full of poison, and he went and killed people. He went and killed people in this Christmas products market in Berlin. And then he went to Milano. He probably wanted to do something else in Milano. Thank God this policeman killed him. Do we want to see how the state religions, which are the state religions? The evangelical, the Protestants, the Catholics. Let's see how these guys, state religions, interpret these Islamic attacks. Il Giornale.it, News Politica, says the following. The bishops of CEE says the following comment about the Berlin attacks. So the president of all the bishops, okay? The president of the bishops of Italy. And he made the following comment. He made the following comment concerning the terroristic attack in Berlin. So, the faith has nothing to do with this, he says, and this is not a fight against the. It's not a fight against civilization. This is not the fault of Islam. This is just all about money. This has nothing to do with Islam. This is all about money. This is an end of quotes of this bishop. This is an example of how the false prophets. This is an example of how the false prophets talk. This guy Galantino is his name. He basically is shining the shoes to all the politicians who are pro-Islam. The politicians and the religious people, today they go hand in hand. And the silly people are blind and they follow them and they listen to them. It's incredible how people can look at the TV and believe these people while they eat their spaghetti. They are blind, leaders of blind, and they will fall into the same ditch. I was praying about this and I received a little message about this, and I would like to share it with you. If we look around at all the worldwide situation, what I see lately, there is a deterioration of the human civilization more and more lately. Everything is going from bad to worse because the world rejected Christ. The prophetic statue from Daniel 2 came to my mind, and that statue shows all the eras of the worldwide history. We are at the end of the statue. Clay and iron. We are at the time of the feet of the statue from Daniel 2. We are at the era of clay and iron. Clay represents democracy, and iron represents dictatorship, like what Rome was a while ago. And then the empires, the Spanish Empire, the Nazi fascism, they represent the iron, the dictatorship. And the American regime today, which are a dictator, they are dictators camouflaged as democracy. You know what? America is ruled by six people. The president and the five guys in the Supreme Court. And that's it. They decide everything. The clay represents the democracy, and iron represents the tough governments, like Rome was. Like the dictatorship of Rome was, of the Roman Empire was, and so on. In the Bible course, you know for sure, and you studied Daniel 2. The head of gold represents Babylon. The arms represent Medo-Persia. Then the belly, that is Greece. Then the legs, which is Rome. Rome of iron, the legs of iron, and then the feet of clay and iron. Then there are the ten toes, which we know it's the same ten horns from the Book of Revelation, and it says that the ten horns are ten nations, it says in the Book of Revelation. And as we explained in the Bible course, that the ten toes are the ten horns, and are the ten European nations from the ex-Roman Empire, which will soon govern the world and will be guided by the Antichrist. Revelation 17:12-18. The statue in Daniel 2 represents the worldwide empires, from Babylon to Medo-Persia to Greece to Rome and to the ten nations which will soon come. The ten toes, which will... That is, in Daniel 2, it says that there is the rock that comes and smashes the feet. And then it becomes a big mountain, which is the kingdom of God. So, as I explained, the ten toes are the ten European nations, ex-Roman Empire, which will soon govern the world through the Antichrist. Read Revelation 17:12-18. This is the time in which we are living right now. We are entering the time of the ten toes. There are already nations together, uniting in Europe. There was a time when there was the Western European Union, exactly of ten nations. They stopped this union, but we know the Bible says they will get together again. Ten nations will get together again and will give their power to the Antichrist. Study the Bible course and you will understand very clearly. In 5 months, you'll understand what I learned in 43 years. So, I'm going to continue with the message. So, the coming of the Islam in the world, it's in exact balance with the loss of faith which the worldwide Christianism is going through. Islam is growing and Christianity is falling, is losing ground. Christianity is losing ground and Islam is rising. When Christianity was more alive, Christianity was influencing indirectly even the politics. Even the politics were being influenced by the Christian spirit in the world, you know. And back then, politicians were keeping Islam at bay. Always through the ages, Christianity was influencing the politicians, and the society advanced. They were always building up schools, and they were always known for love and tolerance and social justice. And philosophy, science, art, everything blossomed with the influence of Christianity. But Islam, it's exactly the opposite. The women are squashed. They are squashed, the women. Many of them are analphabet. They don't even know how to write. They don't even know how to write and read. Amazing, huh? So Christianity kind of died, and homosexuality raised. Islam raised and is rising. How come all these things are taking over? Because 99.99% of Christianity is dying in the world today. It's 1-2% of the Christians today that are really the bride of Christ, those who really live the gospel. With the exception of the Middle Ages, with the Inquisition and the Crusades and so on, except that little parenthesis in history, the majority of the scientists, artists, and whatnot, they were Christians. Okay, the majority of scientists and artists were Christians, if you look at the world history. It's only now, in these pagan and homosexual perversions times, that scientists became is in the hands of atheists who are using it for materialism and for weapons and oppressions and whatnot. They're saying that in Europe now we're not based on Christianity anymore. We are based on science. What kind of science? Science of the atomic bomb? What kind of science we're talking about? I must say this. Islam could never have had the political influence that it has now. Could have never invaded the West as they're doing it. They couldn't have invaded Europe if the Christians, who are corrupted by materialism, by money, by world pleasures and TV and perverted churches, if they wouldn't have abandoned God and their faith, if they wouldn't have had a false faith, nominal faith, and warming up benches faith. Okay? If Christians wouldn't have done this, as Islam wouldn't have conquered the West the way they did. I mean, the Pope is going to the Lampedusa, where the port is, and he's blessing all the immigrants coming in. The 20th and the 21st century are the last line of the worldwide history, and it will be with the peak of the rapture and coming back of Christ and Armageddon. Armageddon, it's that stone that breaks the feet in Daniel 2. That's Armageddon. In Daniel 2, once upon a time, there was gold, a head of gold. Then it was silver, then it was bronze, then it was iron. And now we are down to clay and to garbage. If we're not evolving, we are going from gold to garbage. We are, it's not Homo sapiens, it's Homo imbecilus. Let's read a couple of scriptures. Revelation 17:4, which is talking about Babylon being destroyed. We are in that era of the 10 toes. Like I said, the time of clay. Clay, which represents all the perversions of today, is the era of Babylon, which was prophesied in Revelation 17:4. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Wow, Revelation 17:4. Okay, this is the future. Revelation 17 is talking about the future. Who's this? Materialism, worldwide materialism. It's a demon which is controlling the worldwide, the materialism and the world. Lamentation 1:9. Her filthiness is in her skirts. She remembered not her last end. Therefore she came down wonderfully. She had no comforter. O Lord, behold my affliction, for the enemy had magnified himself. Lamentations 1:9. Jeremiah is lamenting over Jerusalem, which was destroyed. We will also lament when Europe will be destroyed after Armageddon, and we will say, O Europe, Europe, who didn't want Christ, now you are dust under our feet. How many times we evangelized you, O you, Europe? How many times we wanted to give you the gospel and you didn't want? You wanted your perversions and your evolution and your homosexuality, and you wanted your materialism, idols who couldn't help you. Next article. End of message about this. Let's see the next article. Another news. WSJ.com, Wall Street Journal. That's the article from this newspaper. Mogherini says there could be an alliance through EU and Russia. Mogherini, she's a politician. She's a EU diplomat. She's a top EU diplomat, and she says that there could be an alliance between EU and Russia. So she speculates, Mogherini speculates an alliance between EU and Russia. This is exactly contrary what America is trying to do. America would love to have a war with Russia. But EU seems like it's slowly getting away from America. And they're saying, hey, we are neighboring with Russia. It's not that we can have wars with them. You Americans want peace to all the neighbors around you, because you want peace to all your neighbors, right? Because they are near you. And Europe is saying this. Europe is saying the same. Hey, we want peace with our neighbor here, Russia. So she speculates this. I will read the article. It says, the U.S. may find itself on the opposite side from Russia and Europe if the new administration seeks to go it alone. Mogherini said Iran might not be the only issue on which the U.S. might find itself on the opposite side from Russia and Europe if the new administration seeks to go alone. This is what the article says. Federica Mogherini, top EU diplomat, says bloc is prepared for Trump. So Iran will not be the only issue on which in which Europe will be in disagreement with U.S. And even concerning Russia, Europe might go on the side of Russia, Mogherini says, basically. So basically she's saying, if America is going to go against Russia, we, Europe, will not side anymore with U.S., but we are going to side with Russia if you, U.S., are going to go against Russia. This is a great, great news. Article continues. In a transactional manner, case by case, you will find issues where I wouldn't be surprised to see the Europeans and the Russians on the same side. Iron deal, Middle East peace process, possibly the role of the UN, and so on. End of article. So Mogherini, she's a top EU diplomat. She represents Europe. She represents the foreign affairs of the European community. And she says, case by case, you will find issues where I wouldn't be surprised to see the Europeans and the Russians on the same side against U.S. Europeans and the Russians on the same side. This is quite a news. Basically, Europe is saying, antennas up, America, we are going to go away from you. This is quite a news. For years I'm saying this. Europe slowly will get away from U.S. and will go on the side of Russia. I've been saying this for many years. This is an official statement from the European community through this Mogherini. Sputnik News says the same thing. Federica Mogherini speculates an alliance between EU, Europe, and Russia in Kyiv's anti-Trump. Amazing. It's an interview she gave to Wall Street Journal. This is quite a prophetic news. Be careful. Attention. Mogherini doesn't understand that she is like a prophetess concerning this. She is announcing the future politics. It's true that Russia and Europe will go against America. Revelation 17 and 18. The 10 nations, Europeans, coming from European ground, will unite with Russia, Magog, and will go against Babylon, which right now Babylon is America, the spirit of materialism. That's what the prophecies are saying, Revelation 17 and 18. America is being abandoned by the Philippines, by the Turkey, and by other nations. As soon as America will go against Russia, Europe is going to say, no, we don't want that. We're going to stay with Russia because they are our neighbors. So getting away from America, Europe is going to go close to Russia. I want to ask you a question, Angela says. If you go to Maurizio, there's a question from Maurizio. Maurizio is saying a question to us. We know that Russia, Magog, Antichrist will come from Magog, Russia. We know that from Ezekiel 38. This news that you shared with us is quite prophetic. Maurizio asks the following question. Maurizio says, "Dear brethren, I listened with much interest the Bible study which Brother Joseph made in Daniel 8. Daniel 8:9, where it says that Greece is like a place where the Antichrist will come from. But then Ezekiel 38 verse 2, it says that Gog is the prince of Tubal and Meshach. So it looks like it should come from Russia, not from Greece. And like you many times explained, Georgia, not just Russia, but Georgia. So you say Russia is the northern country. Is Greece also the northern country? Because I don't make it to put together Ezekiel and Daniel together. I don't make it to put them together on the same level, Ezekiel and Daniel. I feel confused. I would like to be secure about this theme. Will you help me? May God bless you and guide you always. Thanks to you, I'm growing in faith and in knowledge, and I have a great desire to share everything I learn with others. It's not complicated, Maurizio. I will explain to you. So basically, his question is, if Daniel 8:9, the coordinates, show Greece, because Daniel 8, it says that Antichrist comes from one of the four divisions of the Greek Empire, the divisions of the Greek Empire, and we studied that in Greece. In Daniel 8:9, it looks like Antichrist comes from the northern part of the Greek Empire, which is Greece. But we know from Ezekiel 38 that Gog comes from Magog, Russia. So how can they be put together, these two prophecies? In the Bible course is explained this, but I'll explain again. I'll explain it again quickly. The Antichrist comes from Greece because when Alexander the Great divided his empire on his deathbed, he said, "My empire will go to the strongest." There were the four generals there, very strong generals. They didn't want to make war with each other. So instead of making war with each other to see whose empire belongs to who, they decided to divide it. One took south, Egypt. The other guy took Syria. The other took Turkey, and the other guy took Greece. This was all the world known back then, when Alexander the Great was around 300 something before Christ. In Russia, there was nobody back then. Well, there were some people, but they didn't count in the world. They didn't count in the world. There were some natives there, but that's it. Russia didn't count those days. So Greece was dominating. When it talks about the horn, which will come out from the horn which will come out of Greece, we're talking about the Greek Empire, which was covering everything, including Russia, which those days didn't have any significance. It was cold, very cold, and nobody was living over there. So when he says that the Antichrist is going to come from Greece, it doesn't say Greece, actually. It says the north part of the Greek Empire of Alexander, because Greece was dominating what back then was south of Russia today. In that sense, Greece. Greece was the... In fact, Daniel 8:9 doesn't say Greece. It says simply that he will grow in power towards east, south, and Israel. These coordinates fits to Greece and what Greece was dominating those days, including South Russia. We know from Ezekiel 38 that Gog viene from Magog, comes from Magog, and since we know from all the encyclopedias and all the maps that they know and they say that Magog is Russia, in internet there are silly things that are saying that it's Turkey. Magog is Turkey. No, it's not true. Magog is Russia. The Bible dictionaries, they say clearly that Magog is Russia. Somebody's going to go on the internet and maybe they find that it says Turkey on Magog. So Ezekiel 38, it says that the Antichrist will come from Magog, Russia. Daniel 8, the Antichrist will come from the north part of the Alexander Empire, Greece, but basically it's the same Northern Empire which was back then, including Russia. The Northern part of Alexander's empire. So it's very clear. It's very clear that it's the same thing. In fact, the Antichrist is called the King of the North, okay? Greece, which is the northern part of Alexander's empire. Greece, which even included the southern Russia. Not many people were living there back then, but it included it. And the Ezekiel 38 says clearly Magog, which we know is Russia. So it's the same thing. The interesting thing, it's Georgia. Georgia, it's Tubal and Meshach in all the maps. And it says Gog, it's the prince of Tubal and Meshach. Georgia, Chechnya, in the maps, it's the old Tubal and Meshach. Tubal and Meshach, they are Georgia, Chechnya. Amazing, Chechnya has Kadyrov. Kadyrov Muslim. It looks like a perfect Antichrist. I don't think it will be him, because he has too big of a mouth. Yeah, it probably won't be him. He wants to kill everybody and whatnot. I think the Antichrist will be a little bit more wise than Kardinov. But it says that the Antichrist will be prince of Meshach and Tubal. And Georgia and Chechnya, it's exactly that. Meshach and Tubal, I repeat one more time, it's Georgia and Chechnya. So attention, Georgia and Chechnya, they were part of Magog, Russia. Now it's just Chechnya left. Before there was also Georgia, but Georgia got independent. Did I answer the questions? I hope it's clear for Maurizio. Next news, China offers $14 million arms package to the Philippines. So the Philippines are changing, they change part, they say goodbye to US and they go to China. Duterte said goodbye, Obama, we're going to China. It's not that they are lending, it's a gift. It's a gift to the Philippines. China basically is giving a gift to how Manila spit Obama in the face. Also, Turkey is doing the same. Also, Turkey, they are changing sides and they are turning to a more comfortable ally. So, Turkey and Philippines are getting away from the U.S.